when I wake up in the morning.
Do it!
Nikki and DeMello for your drive-in.
97.3.
Let's go!
Coast FM.
Let's talk about great moments in sport.
Greatness was achieved during this, the PGA Travelers Championship in Connecticut over the weekend.
Okay. Get that.
Yes, that was a fart.
Yeah, his reaction was, did you get that? Did you stay over there, dude?
How good is that?
That was caught on the cameras and microphones the of the mics. Live TV broadcast.
It's been described as sport's greatest ever fart.
And I know you want to hear it again. Can I just say it was a lovely sound? And I mean, the actual tint of the shot was fantastic.
And then the fart was great too.
It was pretty good too. But here it is again if you missed it.
It's like a whoopee cushion. That's just the perfect fart noise, isn't it?
So juvenile, but I know it's put a smile on your face. You're welcome.
New financial year.
Well, also, at least the first half of 2020 is now officially behind us.
Yeah.
Hey. Which is about as comforting as knowing that there's like an alligator standing behind you, given the way that the first half of the year's been. But still, roll on Christmas, I say.
Yes. And the end of the year's looking promising. I mean, we're looking like we're going to have skyworks possibly pageants for Christmas.
They're talking about the New Year's celebrations definitely being a thing. Mind you, I noticed that, as always, the reactions to that are somewhat controversial on social media.
Of course.
I suppose only because the decisions have been made by Perth City Council, which is also in the headlines for other reasons at the moment.
Mm.
So, yeah, there are some that are suggesting, well, at least questioning any decision that's made by Perth Council at the moment, but I don't think it's the people in question, if you know what I'm saying. Do you ever used to read the cartoons in the papers?
No, not really.
I remember I went through a bit of a phase when I was a lot younger.
Mm.
Modesty Blaze was never one of the cartoons that I looked at.
Right.
Like, I obviously there was some market for it. I can't believe that I don't know if you've heard about the controversy of the certain words that were used in it, which were particularly offensive at the moment. There's been quite a furore. I think the West is looking at actually removing the Modesty Blaze strip from the cartoon section.
So it's still in there?
It was in there this week.
I didn't even know they still did.
That's what I mean. I can't believe it was still being published. When I was a kid, no one looked at it. When I was in school, Prosh used to make, like, do you remember the Prosh papers? UWA would publish, like, every year, I don't know if it was the journalism students, but the UWA students would come out with a fake newspaper, and they'd do, you know, send-ups of all of the sections, including the cartoon sections, and they'd read it. Modesty Blaze always copped it because it was, for lots of different reasons, just a weird thing to have in the paper. Okay, it's like no one's read it and it's just kept going for 100 years because it's tradition.
Page.
Anyway, it looks like it's coming to the end.
Okay.
So fans of Modesty Blaze, I'm afraid you'll have to get your fix somewhere else.
Anyone at the back?
That's the
key.
it's a time capsule of a whole other world, a whole other time. And I won't be sorry to see it go, but
I will not even notice it go.
Well, neither will I. I mean, to be fair, it's been a while since I've opened a newspaper. So anyway, and look, the other big news, they put a bunch of Victorian suburbs in lockdown, actual lockdown.
Yep. And they're saying if it doesn't go well, then they're all going to have to cop it. So basically the suburbs, if you don't comply by the rules, you're going to ruin it for everyone.
Police will be making sure people comply. Yep. There were 64 new cases of COVID in Victoria yesterday.
Hey, at least, 70 the day before.
I know.
Hopefully that keeps going down.
Well, at least it is moving in the right direction. I suppose this one small thing that we can take out of that one.
Yeah.
And look, still, all Victorian clubs coming over for the hub.
I'm sure they'll be very isolated and hopefully everybody plays by the rules.
We can only hope so. Amy Shark, if you haven't heard, is back with her first new material since the debut album from a couple of years back. And according to the Music Network, Everybody Rises, the highest charting debut for an Aussie artist this year. Amy Shark, well done and hi.
Hi. Wow, what an intro. I like it.
Well, congratulations, first of all, on Everybody Rise. But there's a kind of interesting story behind this one. It involves some kind of stalkerish social media messages sent to your husband. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking when I said that, but it's true. I mean, look, I've been through so many times myself, obviously being on the bad side of unrequited love. So it's definitely something that I'm not a stranger to writing about. It's in my subconscious, and for some reason, I'm still affected by those feelings and those, you know, that sort of nightmare experience. But I guess now it's a bit of a hybrid song where it's a mashup of I can relate to that feeling, and also like I never thought I'd be a figure where people write to me the way they write, and you know, like cry when they meet you, or they, you know, they write weird things to your husband, and it's like, and just kind of, I don't know, it obviously was just sitting in my mind, because I don't really think to myself, oh, I'm going to write a song about that. I honestly didn't really know the direction. There was just like a couple of lines where people wrote, you know, we just want to know what it's like to be with you, and it's like, it's, you know, it's pretty full on and kind of creepy, and it depends how you take it. Like, it could be super gross or super sweet. I don't know. But either way, it's
think a bit of both.
Yeah. Why not be both?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So this is the first taste, I guess, of the next album. Now, am I right in saying you're working with a whole bunch of interesting people on this next one? I've seen Ed Sheeran, Diplo, and Billy Corgan thrown in the mix.
Imagine if that actually was happening. That'd be crazy. it's not really happening like that.
Right.
But,
okay.
I got to work with some great people. I had a great time talking to Billy Corgan. Obviously, I'm a massive Smash Pumpkins fan, and I love, like, one of my favorite albums of theirs is Adore. One of my favorite songs of Smashing Pumpkins is called Ava Adore. So it was big for me to talk to him. And then Ed Sheeran, I can say we got some cool stuff that we worked on.
Okay.
Well,
there we go.
Okay.
So we've officially been teased.
We have. Now, for people who haven't heard the story before, you rolled through a few different stage names before Amy Shark stuck. How did you get there?
For a while it was just my actual name, so that's not really what I wanted to do, because people really find you easier and they find your friends and family a lot easier, and it was really important for me to separate that. I guess it's healthy for me to have like an alias and a bit of a alter ego, but I've loved sharks since I was really little, and I wrote it down once with my boyfriend at the time on a piece of paper, and we were like, that looks pretty cool. And that was it.
Right.
That was a big time.
So
yeah.
There you go.
It's not because you can't stop swimming or you'll die.
Well, there's all these great things that people are bringing up now, and I'm like, yeah, that's it. That's why.
That's it.
Yeah. So that's been a reason.
Because I read that you loved that you're a massive Jaws fan. Is that true?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, there you go.
Jaws fan. Yeah. I don't know. I was super scared of them and had crazy, like, reoccurring nightmares about shark being in a shark attack. And but then was addicted to, you know, Jaws 1, Jaws 2, Jaws 3, Jaws Revenge, Deep Blue
Sea. That's probably why,
like,
you had those dreams.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, I know. It didn't help, right?
I think it's fair to say you probably flipped it around, though. So now you are the shark.
You can't beat him, join him.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Well, hey, congratulations. We love the new single, and we can't wait to hear the new album and that Ed Sheeran track.
Yes, well, you and the rest of the world.
No pressure.
Excellent.
But hey, when you get a chance. Amy Shark, thanks for the chat.
It's going to be good. No worries. Thank you, guys. Thanks for the support.
And hello and welcome to Dry July.
No, is it dryish July this year?
Well, you can do it however you like. You have the chance to improve your health and raise money for those affected by cancer, or you can do dryish July if a whole month is a bit daunting. And, oh, look, since we've already started, I mean, you can do, I think it's 21 or 14 are the other kind of days that you can go dry.
Right, so you don't have to do a whole month.
That's under the dryish July moniker. So it's up to you.
Yeah. Any way you can donate money, I suppose, is all that
we... You can just drink yourself silly and just donate some money, you know?
Every day that you drink, maybe just pay them. That's $10 a day.
The more you drink, the more you donate, because you forget.
Okay, I think we've turned this around.
Yeah, okay. But look, the principle's similar. Apparently kids don't run as fast as they used to.
Oh, really?
Researchers at the University of South Australia have looked at data from 1964 through to 2010.
Yeah.
From more than 25 million kids in 28 countries, and worked out that today's children take about 90 seconds longer to run a mile on average than their parents did at the same age.
90 seconds. Now, that's quite a bit.
A mile is 2.5 Ks. I'm trying to think. I don't think of them doing any kind of run, long running like that. Now, hang on. There was the cross country run.
Yeah, we had cross country.
And they did. They did timers for it.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I didn't cheat. I know a lot of people did. They'd take whatever sort of shortcuts they could.
That's terrible.
There you go. And to be fair, I don't know. Do you remember doing you?
Yeah, we had a lot of sport. We had to do, yeah.
So somewhere your records have gone into adding into this anyway. But if to be fair, though, as far as I can tell, when I was growing up, there was the constant danger of being smacked by your parents or teachers or grumpy random old folks who thought you needed to be, you know, taught to show some more respect.
Yeah.
So, you know what? You'd probably run faster too.
And more active. There was no iPads or anything. So, you know, they're just outside trying to figure out what to do. Oh,
we're running anyway. Just run. Yeah, like Forrest Gump out there back in the day.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Well, with the entertainment news, that's just like a chocolate milkshake, only crunchy. Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Carl Reiner, who enjoyed decades of success as a writer, actor, director and comedian, has passed away at the age of 98. He reportedly died Monday night at his Beverly Hills home, surrounded by family. He was in the Dick Van Dyke Show that started his career off, and he directed classic films like The Jerk, Oh God, and The Man with Two Brains. More recently, he starred as the voice of Kyle Rhinoceros in Toy Story 4 and as Saul Bloom in Ocean's 11.
What's with the orange?
My doctor says I need vitamins.
So why don't you take vitamins?
You come here to give me a physical?
R.I.P. Carl. Kim Kardashian West is officially a billionaire. She has sold 20% stake of her makeup brand KKW Cosmetics to Coty Beauty, pushing her over the billion-dollar mark. This potentially makes her the only Kardashian-Jenner billionaire after Forbes reportedly stripped Kylie of her billionaire status due to unpaid taxes. Yeah.
Is that what it was all about?
Well, yeah, it was very confusing. Of course, they're denying it, but then they're also saying they never asked to be, well, she never asked to be a billionaire. Forbes gave her the billionaire title and then they stripped her of it. So, look.
No one asks to be a billionaire.
I don't know. Anyway, Diplo and Blanco Brown have teamed up for a new tune called Do-si-do.
Here we go.
Do-si-do. Put it down in your right hand. Spin it around like a ceiling fan. Clap two times, three times, four times. You had too many shots. Baby girl, don't lose your spot. Slow down, rewind. Some of y'all done lost your mind.
Oh, yeah, I like it. There you go.
Bit of fun. Lenny Kravitz will release a memoir called Let Love Rule on October 6th. The book, named after his 1989 debut album, will chronicle the first 25 years of his life, including his marriage to Lisa Bonet. And Anne Hathaway has dished the dirt on working with Christopher Nolan. She was in his movies, The Dark Knight Rises and Interstellar, and reveals he likes hard work at all times.
Doesn't allow chairs, and his reasoning is if you have chairs, people will sit, and if they're sitting, they're not working. And he's right.
It's brutal.
Does that mean we're not working right now?
Apparently
we're just choosing to be here. Anyway, his latest spy movie, Tenet, is out in cinemas August 13th.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.